Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Clever.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, here comes a bucket of laughs.
I mean.
Throwing back 8 to 12 beers with your buddies and getting really riled up.
I don't know. Is that testosterone?
I think so.
Are you?
Rate the steak and potato.
I rate steak on taste.
Okay.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 105. Today we are debating the best things that start with the letter T. No Francis Day, but we do have Mush and Clemmer, who again are just members of this podcast at this point.
Yeah, they're just not in the group chat.
Yeah, just not in the group chat, never will be.
I made so it have no separate I, they group have no, chat the last time.
Yeah, you had to. I'll never answer in that.
Yeah, I think we still have Coley and Owen.
Yeah, they're chilling.
Trill Ballins is still in there.
Yep.
Holy soul.
Oh, yeah.
Trill Ballins is never even on the show. He was on the fictional debates, but he's in the bracket group.
Jeff D. Lowe still in it.
Yeah, JDL still there. All of them are still there. At least until it sounds
one day, coming. Marty. One day.
Yeah. One day. I'll get to earn it.
Exactly. I agree with that. That's my mentality as well.
You'll get there eventually. But before we start it up, and I'm very excited for this episode because we got some very interesting submissions. Before we start that up, let's talk about body armor. Bracket is brought to you by Body Armor. Real hydration, real ingredients, packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. Body Armor has great tasting flavors like strawberry, banana, and blue raspberry. We have a whole ton of ones here. I like the peach light one. Do you guys try that yet?
Oh, I'm a strawberry banana man, through and through.
I'm with Tommy.
I had a peach light yesterday. It's peach mango light, isn't it?
Peach mango light,
is?
Correct. Yeah. Delicious. Absolutely amazing. And not only do they hydrate with Body Armor over here, but some of the best athletes in the world do as well. Christian McCaffrey, thank you for the win yesterday. Or I guess, the actual win process is yesterday. Joe Burrow, Ronald Acuna Jr., CeeDee Lamb, and Bryce Young. I do the regular drinks here all the time, and they get the water at my house. I used it to make cold brew last week. It was awesome.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, I give it to my cat, too.
Savage. Oh. Fucking savage.
Love Body Armor over here. I mean, you'll see it in every piece of Barstool content. It's available in stores nationwide, but you can head on over now to Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today. Remember, Body Armor. Check them out. We use them all the time here. All right. First matchup of the day. Very excited. We're going to try and make this. I feel like we've been going long a lot recently.
Yeah.
We're going to try and make it like a timely episode this week.
Ha! All right.
Maybe.
I think with this one, you can't.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's just a word.
How do we say that?
First matchup of the day.
True.
Number 5 seed versus the number 12 seed. The 5 seed is toilets and toilet paper among the best things that start with the letter T. I think it's sometimes we can look at this as like a want versus necessity. Like if we didn't have toilets and toilet paper, our lives would suck so bad.
Black toilet?
Yeah.
Be terrible. Absolutely. Even if you were like just switch toilet paper with like another soft thing, it would still be bad if it was like. Towels or even like paper towels. Like I wiped my ass with paper towels once because I was out of tissue paper and just.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Chipotle napkins.
Had to at one point.
And you just think like, oh, it's the same thing. It's not.
No,
you learn
no.
so quickly. So toilets and toilet paper is up first, and that's going up against the number 12 seed. Twister game with girls when you've never even held hands with a girl yet. So playing Twister with a girl when like you don't have the opportunity for physical contact with women yet. Let's do a Clemmer. You start.
All right. I'm going to go with toilets and toilet paper. A world without toilet paper and toilets is very bad. I mean, the Black Plague, obviously, if you want to go back that far. Like you guys said, like, you know, Chipotle napkins. If you ever had to use like the paper in the next to the sink in the bathroom, public bathrooms, like that brown paper that's so hard and rough. I had to wipe my ass with that once. It's horrible, scratchy. Mm-hmm. But toilets and toilet paper are great things that we take for granted.
I feel like wiping your ass is like degrouting tile. Like, it's just this very small slit that you have to, like, scrape through, like a credit card swipe or something like that.
I think I assume I have a normal anus.
I would love to see your ass.
Yeah.
All kidding aside,
I'm so curious.
If I had to pick one ass to see at this office, it would be you.
I feel like you have a long hole. It's a long hole.
I'd like to see it.
No, his is tiny. It's like the hole of like a coffee stirrer.
Yeah.
It's not. No, I have a bigger hole.
He just shits out pellets.
No, I
think it's like long ass angel hair pasta. Yeah.
I have normal poops. Normal poops from this. I don't feel
like I'd love to see her ass. Seriously, that's all I'm thinking about.
I'm thinking about it too.
Yeah. I bet you could see the bones.
No.
Yeah, you know you can.
You absolutely can.
I see. What do you mean? See the bones?
Like the bones of your ass?
I don't have bones. I have like it's my ass.
You definitely have bones.
Has your ass like touched the water because it just fell right in?
No, you keep thinking that. I don't fall in.
You have to.
Little children are smaller than me. They don't fall in.
That's weird, though.
Well, I'm trying to get people smaller. You know, like that's a fact. I can poop. When you were a kid and you pooped, did you fall in all the time?
They had the extra seat.
Different seat.
You probably put your head in because you're stupid. But for the rest of us, we sat on it. We don't fall in.
I'm gonna come back from that one.
Good luck,
Tommy. Toilet paper versus Twister.
Yeah, I never experienced this with Twister. I didn't even have girls around to even play this with. No, I feel surprise. Like I played Twister with like my cousins, maybe.
No surprise.
So Clemmer's in one of his attack modes today.
We made him defensive off the bat, which is great because he goes right into that mode.
Yeah, I mean toilet paper. You know, best, you know, what's your definition of best, but it's necessary. And I love a good poop. I love sitting on the toilet. It's pleasant.
Mm-hmm. I'm going toilet as well. Twister is broussarded. It really is. It makes... Yeah.
Wait, it's what?
It's what?
Chris broussarded.
Okay.
I don't want to get us canceled. I just think that no one has ever played Twister with a girl. Ever.
What?
Oh, that's not true.
I truly don't think anyone actually has.
Junior high,
done
you
it.
Do. I've
only played with men.
Yeah, I played with men.
That's just a fact.
Yeah, good company there, Marty.
Yeah.
It's like sex.
It's a stupid game.
It's what you do in junior high, though. If like you're not, you know, if you're not fucking anybody yet, you're in junior high. You're a kid. Like you're playing Twister. Like
I think on Marty's length, kinda, I kind of feel that way about Spin the Bottle. Nobody ever played Spin the Bottle.
That's implicitly the goal of Spin the Bottle.
In junior high, you didn't play Spin the Bottle.
You played Spin the Bottle, Che?
Yeah, first kiss and that second never, kiss.
Yeah, no, it's I think they. I think like every 35 to 40-year-old played growing up.
Actually,
now, I never played it once. Did you guys?
Oh yeah, you would have. I would go over to my boy Danny Herman's house. You would bust out Twister, and I wanted to touch this girl's Holly's hand, and I did it.
No. I meant spin the bottle.
Yeah. I meant spin the bottle for you.
Oh, I've never played spin the bottle.
Really? No. So maybe it's just an older thing. I guess maybe that went away.
Yeah. You guys had to find like social conventional ways to like kiss each other, I guess.
Yeah, back in the 90s too. I don't know, like people were very purient. Like it wasn't like I feel like now people are a lot more open about stuff. Back then everyone wore like baggy sweatshirts, baggy jeans.
You're saying people are whores now?
Yeah.
Compared to then, yes.
Yeah. It also only really works with a glass bottle. You can't really use like an empty water bottle.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think it needs to have some weight. Yeah, it needs to have some weight to spin.
It would still work, though. No,
not as well.
Did you ever do 7 minutes in heaven?
I never did that.
What's that?
It's like you just make out for 7 minutes.
I know you
in a
girl,
closet with a girl. No,
go in like a closet, and then you're in there for 7 minutes, and who knows what happens?
Yeah,
that's the R word.
Whoa, I mean,
No, in theory, you have...
The first place your brain went?
I hope you have consent. No, you and the... You don't, like, just...
The way you just explain it, you don't know what happens. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, because chances are...
I'd probably tell her some jokes.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
No. You sit there, you take out your phone, like, I have a Tommy video you want to see? See this video of my billboard in Times Square?
But I never played that, but I heard of, like, kids in the 80s played that, like... In the 90s, that was kind of passe. Unless, did you play it, Jay? 7 minutes in heaven?
I don't remember. I was certainly at a party where it was played. I think it was a pretty exclusive group. It was probably like four people that played.
Mm. I guess we had
so it was just a guy and yeah.
I never personally played.
You never got to be in heaven.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nah, poor guy.
Sitting in purgatory.
Yeah. Nick. Yep.
It's Twister when you touch a girl's hand. It's you've never had contact with a girl. And it's amazing, right? You know, right hand red, and hers is there, and you kind of just graze it.
It's an in.
It's an in. Mm-hmm. It's an in.
Yeah, I think the trampoline replaced that for me, I think. Another T thing. In a way. But no, we never really played Twister.
But this is like, yeah, you have a movie on, and then just like you're bored, you bring out Twister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Che.
Twister with a girl before you've had an experience sounds awful. It sounds so anxiety-inducing. I would not
Your heart's beating out of your chest. You're excited. Good thing.
What if you don't get the same color?
Yeah, but you also get to shit in a toilet.
You'll end up intertwined.
Paper, as opposed to...
Bidet?
I've never
toilet paper's
I've
archaic. Never
I mean, if you
A
like,
lot of people use bidets.
I use a bidet. It's
in
awesome.
Europe. You have a bidet in your house?
It's awesome.
Apartment?
Yeah. Wow. Shooting up every day.
How do you even get that installed in New York
City? Like, I just did it. It just takes like 2 seconds. It's so easy.
Dude Wipes actually has an attachment.
Yeah. Huh. It's very easy. And like you just use it. It basically like power cleans your whole butthole.
You
and then
it's amazing how clean it you think you feel. Yeah, you feel
it. But this includes on your used bidet.
Still in the box.
Oh, Marty.
I haven't used it, ass wipes.
How ironic.
It literally avoids the asset, yeah.
But we're talking toilets as well as toilet paper, not just toilet paper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So toilets and toilet paper, yeah. Honestly, more I think about it, like, you in that situation with the Twister, like, you would get a boner so fast, and it would be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You'd bust on the Twister mat, but it's... Twister mat's one of the best things to bust on. Wipes up.
It's water broussarded. I guess.
Broussardent. Yeah.
Broussardent. KB?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, tip of the cap to plumbing, but the toilet is a flawed product. It's not too comfortable. Same with the paper. Whereas Twister, it's a free pass to get your nose in your sister's friend's hamstring. It's just an acceptable way to do that.
Oh, shit. Either way, toilet's going to move on 4-2. Next matchup, we have the number 4 seed versus the 13. The four seed is being tipsy. So tipsy.
Tipsiness?
Yeah, you could say tipsiness. We know what we're going for here. Tipsiness, we'll say, versus, and this is one of my, I think, my favorite one of this entire competition. Trench coats with two small men pretending to be one tall man. I think
you could do an R-rated movie.
Yeah, I think maybe my favorite one. KB.
Being tipsy is awesome, but the success rate on the trench coat gag is 100%, even when done on, like, whether it's Hey Arnold or two real men doing that and actually achieving their goal. Yeah, that's number one for me.
One for the trench coat.
Achieving their goal.
Jay.
Like someone getting admitted into an event with that working, that's top tier. I couldn't imagine.
And I like how this hypothetical assumes that IDs don't exist.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, this man's tall enough.
Yeah,
he's surely he can get into the bar. He's tall enough.
Yeah. He's the tallest man alive. He must be of age. He's 8'3".
Childlike face, but God, he's tall.
Jay.
Gotta go trench coat. Yeah, being tipsy is cool, but it's way too common. The trench coat is such a rarity that if you've ever seen it, even in a unrealistic...
Maybe you have seen it, man.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
A good one.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to.
Or, and to add on to this, one of the trench coat ones where it's a bunch of small animals pretending to be one large man.
Oh, yeah, that's whimsy.
Yeah, I like that. When it's a bunch of raccoons all, like, stacked on top of each other to get into, like, a food place. I like that one, too. Nick.
Being tipsy is better than being drunk. You're giggling, you're excited, you're full of energy.
Yep.
Everything's funny. You're amped up. You're ready for another drink. They're going down. This when you're at that level of tipsy, it's when you throw back a beer and you're like, this tastes fucking good.
Yep.
Everything's great. It's still bright out. Sometimes the sun's hitting on you. Imagine like the drink that gets you tipsy at a tailgate. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. If we're being honest, that's the number one thing in the world.
So we're being
honest. Tipsiness. It's better than drunk. There's no fear of hangover. You're not too drunk. No, none of your friends are too drunk. Everybody's just at that level. You could still shotgun beers. You're still wanting to play drinking games. Oh, hey, let's do shots. It's great.
Being tipsy is why we drink. Like, that's what that's the whole, like, that's
you
what we're
chase
trying
that
to,
feeling.
Yes.
You don't want to. I feel like you don't drink to get like drunk.
No.
You drink to get the tipsiness.
Being tipsy lets your guard down enough to let you get drunk. There's no drunk without tipsy. That's
your guard's down, but you still can critically think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever bypassed tipsy? Because that's a bad
thing. It pisses me off.
It makes me so angry too.
A day like where you don't eat enough and you're like, hey, let's go to the bar. You grab an IPA and then you're just like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm drunk.
Kind of love that too.
I feel like I'm always that same situation happens the same way where it's like I'll get up and the minute I get up I'm like I miss tipsy.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? If you're sitting and you're drinking, you're like, I'm not drunk, and then you get up and you're like, fuck, I miss tipsy, and I'm just drunk now. It sucks.
Drinking's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it is.
Sad. Marty?
Tipsy. I think I've mastered like exactly what I need to do to get exactly what I want tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an old fashioned at dinner. Then I have a shot and an espresso martini. I am the
and then you're awake and happy and caffeinated. Yep. Yeah,
it's the
that's
best
good.
Potion I've ever made.
This potion. Tommy.
I mean, the trench coat thing is mine. It's funny. I'm glad it got a laugh. I don't think we need to push it through the whole competition. Being tipsy is... I was going to vote for tipsy even against my own here. That's how much I love being tipsy. I haven't drank in probably about 2 weeks because I was sick. I was home. And I've drank so much this year. Just unbelievable amounts. And I'm excited tonight. Go to the airport. I'm going to the Delta Sky Club. And I'm going to get fucking tipsy. I'm
going to get a little tipsy?
Have a couple glasses of wine. And like I'm not looking to get drunk, but I'm going to get to that perfect level of tipsy and have myself a nice little evening.
I feel like wine is great for getting tipsy, very specifically.
Oh, wine's great for tipsiness.
Oh, yeah. Two glasses of white tonight. You'll Clemmer? Tipsy Tommy, they'll be calling me.
Yeah, the trench coat thing would be amazing. I've never seen it in real life, so it's hard for me to...
Oh, really?
Really? I feel if I had, I'd probably pick that, because that would be like one of the greatest things ever. Like, seeing someone trying to get in, like, into a bar or radar movie, like, doing that would be amazing. You'd never forget that. But I haven't seen it, so I have to go tipsy, which is an amazing feeling.
Yeah, tipsy's going
to
move
Who
on.
Would make the perfect combo from Barstool to do it?
Zah.
And Miko.
Zah and Spider.
I feel like Spider would be a good...
Zah's a good base.
Zah's the bottom,
and
for
Spider
sure.
on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there you go. And that's how tall would that... Like,
still
how tall
be
is
nine
Zah,
feet.
Technically?
Yes. It's 4 feet, and then Spider...
4 feet's Spider's probably like 5'5"?
They're probably about 10 feet combined.
But a Spider
that's
could
too tall.
Sit on his shoulders.
Yeah, I was thinking
he
would sit.
Sits. Yeah, so, he's not standing straight up. That's fair. He's on his shoulder, so he loses half his height. So he's more like 3'2" on top of 4 foot. So we got like a
we can make it work.
Yeah. We'll figure this out. Being tipsy is going to move on. Next up, we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is Treasure, which one where I never thought about it. That's and that could apply to a lot of things. Imagine if you just had some treasure like on you, it'd be incredible. And that's against the number 9 seed, Temperature by Sean Paul. Fantastic Ooh. Song. Mm-hmm. Fantastic song. Clemmer.
I got the right
temperature to be singing you want.
It's a great matchup. Gotta be all right now. You can't be the star. Uh-oh.
Oh, I know the song. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Treasure would be amazing. On my honeymoon, we went to Key West, and we went to a museum that had treasure. Like, a guy went in near the Key West, went underwater and found sunken treasure, and it's all in this museum. It's amazing. Gold, doubloons, crazy other stuff. It was awesome. Treasure is incredible. What a great pick. Treasures.
Relax, dude.
I even like looking at treasure in the like aquarium. You know, like or in a fish tank. They have like the treasure. I'll even stare at that. Sometimes they have like a man, like a skeleton man next to it who maybe was trying to find the treasure, got trapped. Yeah. I like that stuff.
I like treasure too. I'm with you. Tommy.
Yeah, it's not a hot take. Treasure's sick. It's the premise of so many. Movies, TV shows, books. Treasure Planet, one of my favorite movies of all time. The animated movie back in the, I mean, Outer
really
Banks.
Good movie.
Outer
Treasure
Banks.
Island, the famous book by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yeah, Outer Banks, like a new show. It's like, why is it so popular?
Treasure.
The idea of treasure. Mm-hmm. Atlantis.
Yeah, national treasure.
Yeah, national treasure. Atlantis. It's like, I've always convinced myself, like, yeah, I'm going to stumble upon some treasure. So, treasure. But it is a great song.
That's
treasure.
Like, not to be like the do like the meme thing, but I feel like life watching movies growing up made me think I would find treasure. Some like I would stumble on it.
Oh, yeah,
at some point.
A guy like you is not finding treasure.
You like hate it then.
Fucking. I did find like a gold necklace underneath my deck once, and that was like
that's
my
treasure.
Home to finding treasure.
That's pretty cool.
That's treasure.
And it was an elephant necklace, and my mom's favorite animal is an elephant, and I was like, this is sick. This is a great moment. That's my treasure moment, I guess.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Marty.
Sean Paul. Not even close.
I thought you would want to find treasure.
Oh, because treasure's stupid. It's like it's not there.
Treasure ain't stupid.
It's never
treasure.
There. It's never going to find it. And I also...
Not with that attitude.
I also, like... It also makes me, like, be reminded of leprechauns and rainbows. And I don't think it's ever going to be there as well. There's no end to the rainbow.
But there is physically... The treasure exists, though.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah. That guy found it in Key West. Like, you think there's sauces in the middle of the earth.
There
Why
is.
Can't there be treasure in the sea?
I mean, you could even argue that there's these sauces in the middle of the earth that they are treasure in and of itself.
What do you mean sauces? You think there's like honey mustard in the earth?
Yeah, there's more like...
Now, Mal, I will save the show. I'm going to go treasure.
I don't... You guys really like treasure that much?
Oh, I'm enamored by pirates. I love
I think that's
Muppet Treasure Island. Mm. Was my favorite Muppets movie growing up. Maybe my favorite movie. And I just love the idea of a hunt for treasure.
Yeah.
Goonies, Marty? You never saw Goonies?
Definitely not.
You never saw Goonies?
I've never seen that.
Goonies... I would kill.
You would love doubloon.
A treasure chest full of doubloons, like a goblet.
And I just want to play with them and clink them around. I'd just take one, probably.
Yeah, like
Pirates of the Caribbean. Good.
Exactly.
It's not even like it's. I think it's the hunt. Like if I stumbled upon a bunch of fucking treasure, what the hell am I gonna do?
How
do you like, hunt for it?
Yeah, like what
sell
do I
it, make money?
That seems like a whole thing. That legitimately seems like a whole thing.
I used to soak papers in tea when I was younger to make maps and like burn the edges and walk around my yard.
Yep.
Just call Sotheby's and like have them.
I'll just call Sotheby's.
Oh,
I'm sorry I didn't think of that.
If you have a whole treasure chest, they will take your call.
I'll just call Sotheby's.
Call Sotheby's.
That's like an auction house.
I forgot about Sotheby's.
That's not a crazy. If you have a treasure chest, it opens all the
doors. I forgot about Sotheby's. I'll call Sotheby's.
Fucking moron.
But imagine that just like being like going to your mommy, like, here's a gold doubloon. Like, what can you do with that? Jay.
This is going to be tough for the podcast listeners, but let me ask a question to my local guys. Nick and Kibbe, rate the steak and potato.
I rate steak on taste.
Okay. does it look good?
It looks good, yeah, but a little too done.
It looks really good.
Yeah, this is a picture of a steak and baked potato from a strip club called Treasures in Las Vegas.
Wow.
The best strip club in Las Vegas. Very nice bathrooms. The food, apparently, I haven't had it. But I've been told the food is incredible.
How's the titty and
You've
pussy?
Ate there, though,
great.
Huh?
Yeah,
great. It's great.
I have not, but...
you haven't ate there?
No, I mean, it's very appetizing. That is the place to go if you're in Vegas. Treasures.
You never nibbled there?
No.
Seafood's to die for.
Now, do people get hungry at... I don't know if I could have a meal while watching Bouncing Breasts.
If I'm correct, I think there is a little bit of a separate dining area where you can... go to and from, but
those people are weirder than the people getting lap dances. If you're on like a strip club to like have a meal and take
steak
it
looks
in
good.
If I'm at a strip club, I'm getting my dick rubbed. I want a girl dancing on my penis. If I'm at a strip club, I'm not there to fucking take in the sights and eat a steak. Is that crazy?
No,
I don't,
I'm not a strip club guy. I feel like I can't comment.
I'm not either. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
to see naked women makes no sense.
It's not with that, because you don't.
They don't want to be around you. It's a weird. I went when I was 18 to like three different ones, and they were horrible.
Isn't the place in Atlanta? Don't they have like the best wings?
Magic City.
Yeah,
I feel like the NBA only social occasion in which you could go to a strip club is with your boys, and I don't want to get hard around my boys. That's just not something I find I want to do ever. And it's just like I understand why people like it and why they do it, but that's just I don't know.
Never been.
Look at a titty on live.
You've never been to a strip club?
Never been in a couple years.
So Che's going with Treasure, KB?
Yes.
Treasure might be the best thing in the world. Treasure, the possibility.
You should have been tipsy already.
Yeah. So Treasure is the best material thing, and then tipsy is the best.
So if there was a tipsy treasure hunt, would you be in your glory?
I think the possibility of treasure, like the mere possibility, it has historically turned boys into killers.
Yeah.
I think that, Treasure is the best. Temperature is a great song.
Yeah, Temperature is a great song.
Unreasonably catchy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep on Temperature. Temperature is an amazing
song.
Yeah,
a little disrespectful to Sean Paul.
No, we are... Oh, is it... I think I saw a tweet today. I think Sean Paul's no longer doing reggaeton. He's doing... Because he's Christian? Maybe it's a different famous reggaeton guy. I don't like that. Whatever it was,
I didn't
listen
to reggaeton is.
So it's Sean Paul type of music. Okay, so number 1 seed versus 16 seed Chain. We'll do the Chain first. The first Chain option from Tommy, Trampolines. I like trampolines a lot when I was younger, and I've never been to a Sky Zone, but I feel like they must be awesome.
I've been to one or something equivalent of that, but I was too old to really enjoy it.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers was an option.
Clemmer.
Yeah.
Sicko.
He loves the creamsicle. Towels from Nick.
Come on. It's the most flawless item.
the towel?
If it was towels that are hot, I'd agree. They I love can a hot, be, Tommy. I love a hot towel at the barber.
Oh, yeah, but when you're wet, what do you want the most?
Towel.
To be dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha,
you guys
bitch.
Found a good towel? Fuck.
He's good.
You know, I've had some bad towels in my day.
Oh, yeah. Hotel towels are bad. We were talking about that. Yeah.
Bad towels.
You ever had a waffle towel?
I don't like hotel. Oh, those are bad.
Those are bad.
Hotel towels are just not absorbent. We've talked about
that. Towels are perfect for what you need them for.
Yeah.
That's fair.
One trick pony, but my God, they nail that trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could do it for water, spills, bust.
Yeah.
You could do it, you know.
Busting on towels?
Come yeah, that is a common thing. Them, but like to clean up, you know, walk over to get the towel.
Yep, fair.
By the way, don't use fabric softener on your towels. It ruins the absorbency. Learn that the hard way.
No
many
kidding.
Times. Yeah, messes it up.
It's easier to just never wash your towels.
That too. Clemmer, you just put tactile?
Yeah. Tactile is like like when you feel something that feels good, like that's called a tactile feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Touching something?
Like
so the sense feels, so the tactile sense of feel.
If you touch.
Yeah. The sense of feeling. You just said touch, yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
Touch would have been good.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Touch would have been great.
But the reason, here's why tactile is better than touch, is because tactile is like a positive experience. Mm-hmm. Like, touch can be a negative one, but tactile is always positive by its nature.
Twix.
Is tactile that? Is tactile touch or the use of hands?
Tactile is the let's say this felt good, this would be a tactile feeling to me.
I don't. Or would that be proprioceptive?
Oh, yes. That's a really good question.
I have no idea what that word means.
Tactile means perceptible by touch, or apparently so. She had a distinct, almost tactile memory. So it's like your memory of touch or your sense.
Awful, Clemmer. Awful.
Okay, well, that's going to be hard.
I'm right. I looked this up as well. So
vocal or
tactile might be the best thing in the world.
Of connected with the sense of touch, vocal and visual signals become less important as tactile signals intensify. I don't know. I feel like you messed this up.
I don't think so. I'm gonna stand by.
You stick with it.
You looked up your word.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I was doing it right.
That's embarrassing.
Twix from Tommy.
To make sure I'm right.
That's for me and Nick.
Yeah.
Twix bars, boys.
Yep. Yeah. We're like that's we bond over Twix. I found out there's gluten in Twix. I got real sick after you gave me mine, Tommy. Yeah. So
I'll find you some gluten-free Twix.
That does.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
Maybe it does exist. Thailand from Marty.
Yeah.
Ooh, weird.
Yeah. I don't think he knew the association.
Ladyboys. Yeah.
I was just thinking because I always knew like I always found it funny when someone asked what the capital of Thailand is, say Bangkok, and you hit their ball.
Most Thailand has a reputation.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You guys got to stop with so much information. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
This is the same guy. Thailand. Oh, the R word in 7 minutes.
What's going on in Thailand?
Short intermission while we explain to Marty what is going on in Thailand.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't know that.
No surprise, one of your favorite things.
Yeah. I think it's funny when people say Bangkok and boom.
Yeah.
Tampons (parentheses) so we don't have to see period blood from Che.
Anybody opposed to that suggestion?
He's not wrong.
You disagree with that logic?
No, you're right. You're right. Toys from Tommy.
Who doesn't love toys?
Yeah, he's right.
I mean, as a kid, fucking toys are unreal. That's literally the whole thing about Christmas.
I have more toys now, and I play with more toys now than I ever did when I was a kid. I was not a toy kid at all.
I was a big toy. Action figures out the wazoo.
Is it hard bringing toys to Thailand, Marty? Is that tough?
Not a good joke.
Nope.
No, I liked it.
Let's wrap up the show, man.
And the last one here is technical foul. That was specifically from Eight Crazy Nights.
That's a good one.
I don't know that.
Me neither.
The animated Hanukkah movie from Adam Sandler. There's like a little...
Oh, I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah.
The little guy, yeah.
Wait, you mean...
I mean, I know what Eight Crazy Nights is. I don't know that specific reference.
Yeah. That's
the I remember kids saying it in class.
That little old reference.
Yep. Yeah. Very quoted. I think it was sneakily one of the more quoted movie lines from a movie that I don't feel people could recognize the movie too often. Start with you, KB, for the chain. Trampolines, the Tampa Bay Bucks, towels, tactile, Twix, Thailand... Tampons, toys, or technical foul?
I'm not going to get too analytical. It's toys. I think toys is up there for all things.
Yeah, toys, Jay.
Thailand's a great pick, though.
Thank you.
Be true to myself. There,
aren't you supposed to go on a solo trip to Thailand?
Yeah, still am.
How many days? 20?
20 days. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're going that soon? Yourself?
No, no, he's going, for 20 days.
Oh, oh, yeah.
When, yeah. When is it?
Yeah, I'm going in the spring. I still have to book it
by yourself.
Yeah,
you should go when me and Nick go to London.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, that's the best time for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, you should. That'd be together? So cool. We should go on trips together to different places.
Yeah. Sorry, Che, you're going to with Bucks?
Yeah, I got to be true to myself. I mean, nothing outside of like my family gives me more joy than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers consistently. A lot of pain, but the slivers of joy are worth it.
Nick?
It's towels. You'd all be wet.
I've air dried before. It's fine.
It's fucking horrible. You're freezing. You're shivering. Getting out of the shower in the winter is the worst. Thank God you have a towel. Towels are perfect for what they do. It's the perfect invention for the product.
I'm not getting like happy when I'm drying off. Yeah.
If you get a, what about like a nice warm towel, a nice fluffy towel?
You got a new toy, Nick? You got a new toy? Come on.
Shit, I'm going toy. I'm flipping toy.
Come on, it's toys.
It's a flipping
the
toy.
Yeah, I love toys.
Marty?
Technical foul. I love that little bastard.
Yeah, little hairy guy. Technical foul, Tommy?
Toys. I mean, even if you want to be specific, toy store trips. Going to the fucking toy store as a kid on a Saturday.
Toys what us? Toys were you guys? I just
action figures. Action figures more than fucking fill up
jealous.
Your face.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I didn't get into it.
Action Legos.
Awesome. Yeah. Legos are great. Yeah.
Toys for Tommy. It's going to win, but
yeah, tactile. Feeling stuff that feels cool is good.
Honestly, that might have been one of the worst ones.
I think it was the best one of those picks, so I'm picking it.
Toys is going to go up against the number one seed television.
Now, we should also clarify we had a rule that we could not submit anything that was a synonym of boobs or money. So for anyone out there, why not tits? Because every time we do this, it comes down to tits.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna put
that or jerking off. Yeah, so we could do tugging your penis.
Yeah. So I'll put a little qualifying message ahead of the video. It's like a little like prequel thing. Like, hey, we did not no titties, no money, no jerking off or sex for that matter. So it's gonna be television versus toys, Clemmer.
I mean television, like. I was thinking about the conversation we had a couple weeks ago. We had Gia and Robbie in here, and like, they were trying to explain like how they would feel lost about their phones. And I was like apoplectic. I'm like, you can still live. But that's kind of how I feel about television. Like, I can't imagine a life without television. I'm sure my grandparents would have been like, we were fine, and rolled their eyes
radio.
At me. But like, I cannot imagine a world without television. Like, it's as simple as that. Yes, there's a lot of shitty shows. There's a lot of great shows, and it provides more hours of entertainment than anything else in my life.
Television, Tommy?
Yeah, television. It's great. It's a great thing. I don't need to pitch for television.
Yep.
Television. I truly don't know what I would do.
Without TV?
Yeah. Like, because that's sports, everything. I just don't know what I'd do.
Although, fuck Mike TV. Worst.
Your
Nick?
TV?
No, Mike. Mike TV from Willy Wonka.
Oh yeah. Could
piece of shit.
Yeah.
I go through phases with television, but right now I've been watching YouTube on my television. It's awesome. I like it more than doing it on my phone. I'm going television. It's a great little... they've gotten super affordable.
What are you watching
on YouTube? Mm-hmm. I'm watching shit on black holes right now.
Oh, I watched Interstellar last night and I went down a rabbit hole.
It's a good road.
It's a rabbit hole, everyone. Now. It's like whenever I get, everyone's like, oh, get high and focus on something, it always comes back to black holes and aliens.
Yeah.
Event horizons. Oof, it's crazy. Che.
TV, without a doubt. Shout out Philo Farnsworth. That's it.
Shout out who?
Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of the television.
That's who invented
television,
too? Really?
Oh,
yeah, he invented it as a teenager, too.
As a teen?
Yeah, we should know him.
Yeah, that's
weird. Is that why they. Is that why the Farnsworth scientist and Futurama's last name Farnsworth?
Oh, that would make perfect sense. That seems like something he would do.
Didn't John Crapham make the toilet?
I think he did.
Huh. I think Philo was like 14 or 13 when he started, and then he finished when he was like 20 or 21.
Well, yeah, TV is such a kid invention.
Yeah. He's probably like, how has nobody thought of this? Yeah.
It's a box that shows me stuff.
Yeah. He got help from his like science teacher or something like that, but yes, like 6-7 year project.
Philo Farnsworth is the dorkiest name of all time.
Philo Farnsworth.
That kid had a wedgie over his head.
Philo Farnsworth, what a name. Jesus, he made the Farnsworth Fuser. Which is, like, I guess, the first TV tube. That's crazy. But, yeah, TV, KB?
Yeah, TV.
TV, without a doubt. TV is going to move on.
It is crazy how TV should be millions of dollars.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, for the entertainment to bring to you mean?
To buy.
Then again, we pay a fortune in cable, so.
That's true.
Yeah, the upkeep of it is what, is where they get us. Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about Babbel. Look, this winter, you can start speaking a new language of Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people with real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Their personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations help you keep focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is the equivalent of one university semester. Babbel's wide range of learning experiences, ranging from casual to intense, mean that there's always a way to fit in a Babbel session, from self-study apps lessons to podcasts to live classes. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is the real language learning for real conversations. And here is a special limited time offer for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. Get 55% off babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right, next matchup, 6 versus the 11. The 11 seed, another interesting one. T-shirts that don't flaunt your male breasts.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like this one a lot. And that's going up against the number 6 seed, tomfoolery.
Oh.
Just general tomfoolery, which I do like. I do love tomfoolery. And I feel like at Barstool in general, we do just love, we feed on tomfoolery.
Clemmer had to submit this one. This is the only... you're the only one that has this word in your lexicon.
Wait, did I?
What? Don't dox yourself. You might have.
Oh.
Let's start with you, KB. Tomfoolery versus t-shirts that hide your male breasts.
Tomfoolery. The tea is incredible. Tomfoolery is one of the best things.
which one of these things is not one of the best things?
All of us have we're products of tomfoolery.
Yeah. Tomfoolery.
Amen.
Amen to that. One for tomfoolery, Che.
So is tomfoolery like hijinks?
Included.
Foolish or silly behavior.
Included. It's like squares and rectangles. All hijinks are tomfoolery, not all tomfoolery is hijinks.
Yes.
It's just how we behave.
I like that one a lot, but I mean, t-shirts that hide your titties is comforting because it makes you feel secure. You're not worried about looking bad or anything like that, and you're comfortable. You get to live your life. I'm going to go with that.
One for the t-shirt titties. Nick.
What's it against?
Tomfoolery. I feel like you love some
tomfoolery. I'm taking tomfoolery. I love tomfoolery. My God, yes. Tomfoolery is just so fun when you get to do it.
When you get to do a tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Tomfoolery. Tomfoolery is fun. I'm always in tomfoolery.
What is this whole thing? We're all doing tomfoolery throughout this podcast.
Correct. I was just curious where it came from. In the Middle Ages, Thomas Fowle was a name assigned to people perceived to be of little intelligence. So that evolved into Tom Fool.
Yeah. If I ever got a text like you down for some tomfoolery, I'd fucking perk up. Like, I love that one.
What'd you get into this weekend? Some tomfoolery.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man,
that should be the name of like a bar or something.
Yeah.
Like one of those tomfooleries? I'd be there in a second.
I feel like we don't use
the
word.
They'd have skee ball there. That absolutely
God. Skee ball is tomfoolery.
Yeah.
I don't think we use the word enough.
Yeah, you're right about that. We need to do more tomfoolery around here. Tom?
That being said, t-shirts that hide your mail. That's all I care about.
That's actually, if Tommy didn't say that, I would have.
Yeah, that's all I care
about. That's all he cares about.
All right, Tommy, then try to give up tomfoolery for a week.
All right, fine. Starting right now, I'm clean of tomfoolery. All right,
and what is it? Just acting silly?
It's the is specifically playful or foolish behavior.
Okay.
All right, you can't.
No more
can't
jokes.
Do that.
No more jokes this podcast.
From
you're literally doing advisors tomorrow.
I'm giving stats. It's not tomfoolery. Let the rest of them do tomfoolery.
Dress up like a leopard or...
I'll be there giving fucking stats.
But we're 3-2 in favor of tomfoolery. Clever?
Yeah, I don't even have breasts.
Oh, you have nothing.
I have nothing. So I have tomfoolery. My favorite moment at Barstool was when Meek Phil stepped into dog shit and we all made...
Oh, my God.
I disagree. To talk to him way more about re-signing him next year.
I want
to
guarantee... What the fuck? Who put this dog shit in?
Get back!
I'm trying to record a fucking video here!
Oh my god! That's the thing is like peak tomfoolery.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
Who put this dog shit here?
Like, that is tomfoolery. That is the greatest moment. Maybe in human history.
Oh my god, I was crying laughing.
Being in unison of tomfoolery? Oh my god. That's a drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, you're so right. Tom Foley, you're going to move on 4-2.
I finally, by the way, I put my finger on Meek Phil today. I don't like Meek Phil, but I like that he's around.
Yes.
Like, he gives us a lot of laughs at his expense. Like, I like that he's a part. I would never want him to leave Barstool.
No!
But, like, I certainly don't like him personally.
Yeah, but where would he go? Of course, he's not going to leave Barstool.
No,
of course not.
Did you guys see I got a chance to interview Jersey Jerry?
He would definitely
interview who?
Jersey Jerry. I got an email from a PR company to interview Jersey Jerry.
Wait, you got
look
asked.
At my, to... Look at my last tweet. Yeah, literally a full actual email to interview Jersey Barstool's own Jersey Jerry.
Wow.
That's what they refer to as?
Congratulations.
It was crazy. I was like, I can't believe this is a thing.
That's what they referred to him as, Jersey. Hope you're all well. I want to reach out and let you know that I'm now working at Diamond Recovery Group and blah, 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 blah. But Jerry, this company's ambassador is Jersey Jerry. Please let me know if you're interested and I can coordinate ASAP for an interview.
That's ambassador.
I answered That'd yes,
That'd be a
please.
Good gift.
He's the main brand ambassador.
And that's a tomfoolery guy.
That's tomfoolery right there.
That's Jersey Jerry's a tomfoolery guy. With the poop on the everything, all that stuff. Okay, tomfoolery moving on. Next up, we have the 3 versus the 14. The 3 seed is touching the top of the door frame when you walk through it. That's something that we've all done growing up.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 14 seed, Thai food. So one person submitted Thailand, a different person submitted Thai food. Very interesting. We'll start with you, Clement.
Very interesting.
Very.
Yeah, it's the door frame thing. I remember we had like an archway at my house that had like the door frame around it, and I would always like try to like slam dunk the frame. Especially when I was smaller and it was hard to reach. Like it was like a goal. Like, I would do it all the time. And like, yeah, hitting door frames is incredible.
Yeah, that was you in the arch and the cave that Jesus came out of.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yes. So I had to avoid dinosaurs while I did it, but it was still fun.
Tommy.
Both are great, but I'm looking at it as if like if I could only live with one, I could live without touching the door frame. I love Thai food. Mm-hmm. Pad Thai, CU noodles. I'll throw sushi in there. I love you get sushi at a Thai restaurant.
You can.
It's Japanese food.
Thai food is sushi.
You better tread lightly. Ken Jack is
about to. I'm ready to fucking murder you.
I mean, whatever. When you go to a Thai restaurant, you can get sushi.
That's fair. A fact. Yeah, some of them. Yeah, sure.
But that's not... That's Thai food. It's not a Thai restaurant.
The Japanese fucking own sushi. Like, other people can make sushi.
They do.
It's their thing.
Other people can make sushi.
You know if
they can, like, but it doesn't make it.
But when other people make it, it's still a Japanese food,
yes,
right?
Correct. Yes.
I'm coming around to Tommy's side.
Oh, well, then you're the end all be all.
Yeah. Well, Ken Jack.
If you can get it at a Thai restaurant, that's fine.
Yeah. Me in a chair, like fucking, what are those, like the G.I. Joe guys, the snake eyes and the whatever the white snake eyes is. That's me. It's me, Jay, back there.
So I'm choosing Thai food.
You're choosing Thai food. Marty.
Top. I like doing it. Sometimes when you're a kid, especially, you always think of the Notre Dame
people. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
from Rudy. Play like a champion or what? Yeah.
2-1 in favor of the door frame. Nick.
I don't like Thai food. Really? Never have. Yeah, not for me. Never have liked it. Smacking the door frame is just nice every once in a while. In school, you're walking down, bell rings, smack.
When you need a little boost.
Yeah. Mm. Not for me.
Boost yourself. Come on. All right. Hit that. There you go.
I might smack it.
Yeah, it's a nice little thing. Yeah. It's easy. It's always there.
It's always nice with a little hop. I don't want to jump too high.
It's one of the most fun free things you could do.
One of the most fun free things you can do. Jay?
It's one of the most, not fun, but it's a nice little free thing.
Little pleasure, yeah.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to try and touch the top of everything. And this would be in like a parking garage or obviously door frames or anything like that. I would try and touch it. That being said, Thai food is the best takeout. I don't even think there's a close second.
Wow.
You can, there's a bunch. Pad Thai is great. I like curry. Penang curry, I think, is probably my favorite.
Ken Jack approves.
Yep. Yeah. No, Penang curry is great. Spring rolls.
Pad CU is very good. Yeah, their appetizers, the curry puff pastries are great. Chicken satay, the tom kha soup is excellent. Thai food, number one, giant gap, number two. Chinese food, Mexican food, you can make an argument for a bunch of wings. Thai food, easily.
I think I would, Mexican, in the world of takeout, I think Chinese travel is better.
Yeah, I don't love Mexican travel.
Yeah, Mexican doesn't travel well, I don't think.
Sorry, it's Taco Bell.
No. Yeah, Taco Bell is like... Yeah, correct.
Designing food.
KB.
Yeah, I really like Thai food. So I'll go with that.
All right, so I have to...
That's why?
Good flavors.
Go smack the door frame. Vegan.
Yeah.
You got to turn in your Asian card, Ken Jack, if you don't vote Thai food.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't want to lose the card.
Yeah. So I'll go Thai food. You've worked your whole life towards it. Got engaged.
Yeah. I'm fucking, I'm too deep now. I can't get out.
What type of Asian card is it? Is it Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon?
Digimon. Do they have a card?
Is Digimon? Yeah, they have cards.
Thai food is moving on. Next up, we have the 7 versus the 10 seed. 7 seed is testosterone, which I think could be a good or bad thing. Mm. It is something I think we're all thankful for. And that's going up against number 10 seed. We'll say, like, tanning or having a tan. Just being tan in general, I think we're going to say for this. So testosterone versus tan. KB.
This is kind of a lame matchup compared to the other ones. I guess testosterone... That's responsible for making you, I guess, aggressive.
Aggressive and bald.
And bald and like,
muscular.
And hard.
Inappropriately horny.
Yeah.
Having a nice tan, it's can do without it.
So you're going to go with the testosterone.
I feel like you're a guy who loves a tan.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Pretty pale.
No, I feel like you're usually among our group. Like,
I'm not saying you're a tan. I'm saying you.
I don't like the process of having to be in the sun.
You've been in a Planet Fitness tanning bed.
Yeah, yeah.
He's past that phase.
I didn't like it. I'll go testosterone.
He fucking hates this.
I think it's dope.
Yeah, he despises this matchup.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I feel like I know which way Che's gonna go. The horniest fucker on earth.
Yeah, it's got to be testosterone. And even sex aside, like, just throwing back, you know, 8 to 12 beers with your buddies and getting really riled up.
I don't know. Is that testosterone?
No, I think so.
Are you gay?
That was just gay.
Are you fucking them?
A drunken orgy
How
with my boys.
Testosterone?
No, I kind of get what he's saying. When there's like a bunch of people, like the beer Olympics, a lot of people got drunk. And there was a lot of testosterone.
That's my
testosterone is running rampant.
Yeah,
I feel like that's your nightmare too. Yeah, no, it is.
Like at the
you
actual
were there,
beer
though,
Olympics.
Right?
Yeah,
no, I was there. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, Tommy, like, so we could social climb.
Tommy was terrible. Like, he thought he was gonna get thrown in the pool the entire time.
Yeah, no, they're scary. And I'm not. I don't have any. I've almost no testosterone.
Nick.
Yeah, I mean testosterone is. The reason we want to fuck, right? I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't like being
I don't know if it's overly
horny.
That negative,
and then too much, you go bald and get body hair.
Yep.
Yeah. And this is against what?
This is against having a tan, being tan.
I would never know. I'm abstaining. Fuck this, Ken Jack. This is a horrible matchup. Fuck you.
Abstained. Marty.
I'm going tan. I like when I get a nice tan. I feel better about myself. And testosterone when you get older sucks. I don't... That beer Olympics scares me. Like when they're being too physical and stuff. Yeah. Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm. Tommy?
Tan, for sure. Nothing better than getting a tan. Like walking in, below, and people confidence
when
you,
people
you look
say,
tan.
Like,
people say,
oh, you look tan. That's such. It's a great fit. Testosterone, no. It leads to more bad than good. Why did I do that?
You're gonna break it.
Yeah, testosterone is the reason for like most violent crimes. Like it is. Like testosterone is like I guess it has positives. It has a lot of negatives. We're having a nice tan. I don't really see a ton of negatives. I guess eventually skin cancer. But even then, it's like having a tan is not a burn.
I assume you don't like people that are too tanned.
I have no problem with people who are too tanned.
Just making sure.
Sounds like I know Tommy has some issues with that.
What does that even have to do with anything? That was the biggest lash out I've ever seen.
So the tanning's going to move on. 2 seed versus the 15 seed, last matchup on this side. Number 2 seed, Taco Bell. So what you mentioned earlier, Taco Bell. Man. And that's going up against number 15 seed. He demanded that I include it in not the Che-in. Tommy.
No, I did not demand this.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
So Taco
All right, just
Bell,
send through Taco Bell.
Taco
whatever.
Bell versus Tommy Clemmer.
Oh, I mean...
Here comes a bucket of laughs.
I mean,
laughs.
I might have swung a few votes there. Tommy's the worst. He's so self-centered. All right,
stop
blah,
your
blah,
head.
Blah.
Stop while you're at.
One thing gives you horrible diarrhea. I'm going to choose the other thing, Taco Bell.
That's what was going, huh? That's what was happening there.
Yo, Clemmer misdirection.
Yeah. You sick fuck. You really are. You keep us on our toes, man.
Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go, Tommy. You know, we don't. It's a tight one. End of the day, I'll lean Tommy here. But, you know, I'll hear the argument for Taco Bell.
Marty?
Taco Bell. I'm not having.
If you could, honestly, if you could only live without one, if one had to disappear forever.
You were Taco Bell.
Don't say that. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
I love
Nick.
Tommy, unfortunately. It's the
easiest vote ever. Not even close. I'm going Tommy.
2-2.
I think Nick's out to get me today. Nick seems very angry.
I mean, you've had an awful performance.
It's a bad day for you today.
God. To get you?
Yeah.
Are you hearing what the boys next to you?
Yeah, but that always happens.
You're having a bad performance.
That's
say.
Not my best day. Not my best day. I'm not going to hide from that.
I haven't said anything.
Tactile.
Tactile was rough.
Tactile, I'll stand by. Other things I won't, but tactile, I'll stand by.
Tactile.
I won't stand by my sense of humor today, but I'll stand by tactile.
I'm no, I'm going Tommy. Love Tommy.
2-2. Jay?
I'm a big Taco Bell guy. Tommy smokes by far. Versatile. Smoke show.
All right. 3-2.
Go. Original Barstool radio guy. You can do play-by-play with the March Madness stuff.
Yeah.
Tommy smokes landslide.
This is all media. You said versatile. It's all kind of
the
same thing.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. The same thing at all. You just announced
slightly different variations of media.
I mean, yeah, you know, I'm not a scientist. you got me.
Yeah. He could be.
3-2 in favor of Tommy. KB?
You know, one affects what seeps out of your asshole, and the other is Taco Bell.
See, it's fun.
Oh, shit.
I'll go Tommy here.
All right. What an upset.
What the fuck? What are we doing here? Racket is a sham. Yeah. That's a sham.
That's a bad point.
We all love Taco Bell.
I want to say, I'll note, number one sanctity of the bracket guy here.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Number one.
I think genuinely these people prefer me to Taco Bell.
Tommy more than Taco Bell.
There's a lot of other fast foods. There's not a lot of Tommy's. Thank God.
All right, Tommy's going to move on. I can't believe that. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from Manscaped. Oh, they have a whole new optional introduction. I kind of want to do this. Ho, 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 gentlemen. Get ready to jingle the deck and deck your balls this holiday with help from our friends over at Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have just launched a Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, but as I like to call it, the small gift for your big package. Featuring Santa's number one helper, the Lawnmower 5.0, Manscaped can guarantee that you're stuffing more than just your stocking this season. I don't understand that one totally. Performance Package 5.0, though, is the one-stop shop for all holiday gifting perfection, including this trimmer that is as precise as Santa coming down the chimney. The 5.0 Ultra brings you two next-gen blade heads, perfect for sculpting your holiday do, from taming the chestnuts to grooming the tree. And trust us, as gentle as a snowflake on your sensitive bits, thanks to skin-safe technology. Say goodbye to the holiday party crushers, which is nose and ear hairs in this case, with the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer. The kind of trimming that the hairs are trying to sneak into your festivities uninvited. Keep the party exclusive. The fun doesn't stop there. Anybody in the family has too much scruff, you can give them the Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all of their facial needs. If your dad has nose hairs, save the day with the Weed Whacker 2.0. If they're boxer games week, you can take care of the chestnuts with the Manscaped Boxers 2.0. Boxers 2.0 is kind of funny. Cool. That's a good name. And if the nails have seen better days, then send them the Shears 3.0 nail grooming kit. Get 20% off and free shipping with code LIGHTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LIGHTS. Give the gift of Manscaped this holiday season. All right, playoff time. Let's do it. First up, being tipsy versus toilets and toilet paper. Mm-hmm. KB.
Tipsy. Yeah, that's great.
It's a number one thing according to you, right?
I think it might be one of the best feelings. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Jay?
think it was 2003. I was working at Planet Smoothie, and we subscribed to, I think it was Sirius XM Radio, and they just played the hits. Tipsy by Jaquan, just nonstop. I must have heard that 4 to 6 times a shift easily. Great song, Tipsy. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever hear, and I'm not sure if this is a Long Island thing or not, that was it the 12 Pains of Christmas? That song they always put on the radio around Christmas time?
No, I don't know that.
It's like he's doing like the 12, whatever, yeah, what is 12 it?
Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Christmas, days. But they change it to things that are annoying about Christmas time.
Yes.
I think I have heard this.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
And it's like putting up these lights and
It sounds like a Z100 thing.
Yeah, it was 100% a Z100 thing. I just remember liking that a lot.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll still throw Elvis on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go watch his highlights sometimes on YouTube.
I mean, the prank phone calls they would do, classic.
John Cena, right? That was him, I think. He did.
No, they would just like phone tap. Like, they'd make like a guy call up and break up with his girlfriend. Yeah. They'd be like, kidding.
those were good, yeah.
Yeah. Nick?
It's being tipsy. Mm-hmm. It's this magic that... It sends you back to a childhood excitement. It's, I might be an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all are.
Yes, yeah.
No, it's being tipsy. It feels so good, and it's a fleeting moment because it's drunk is right around the corner.
Another great tipsy moment is when you go to the bathroom while you're tipsy, and like you look in the mirror and realize it. Like, oh, I'm tipsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're tipsy, you do like the LeBron meme. Like, I can't believe it's my life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's the number one like positive mindset feeling. I think.
Yes. You literally think you could do whatever you start thinking like things you could do at work. And, oh my God, I could do this.
I'm the best.
Wake up. Yeah. Like,
well, you think that sober too. So.
No.
I meant him.
Oh, yeah.
Marty?
I think Traffic Cone got snubbed.
You did want Traffic Cone. You did submit it.
I don't like Traffic Cones.
Iconic for sure.
Traffic Cones have the most power in the entire world.
But does that make it the best?
They're not good, though. You don't want to see a Traffic Cone.
I used to have one in my car every day, anywhere I wanted to park. Put it right around my car, never got a ticket. It's the most crazy thing in the world. I'm going tipsy. It's the best feeling ever.
Tipsy, Tommy?
Tipsy.
Tipsy?
I mean, I think... We're underselling toilets a little bit here. I know it's going to lose, but I would choose toilet. A tipsy feeling is amazing, but I do not want to live in a world without toilets.
You're not having many great experiences on toilets.
No, but when you need one and they're there.
Yeah, but are we debating necessity?
Or best?
It's the best. I would say toilets are better than feeling tipsy.
Oh, that's crazy.
You do
what gives you
night?
More enjoyment, a toilet or being tipsy?
What's your favorite thing when you go home?
I guess, yeah, you are such an alcoholic. You feel... Like there, it's impossible for you to get to that point. But tipsy is.
Would you rather take a shit or have a cider when you go home?
If I have to shit, a shit. Right, like you don't want to hold. That's the thing.
It's
like
if it's not pleasant. It's a necessity. Is what they're trying to go for. Yeah, I get both sides here. But you have now the television versus treasure.
Oh, I gotta go with television. I mean, I can't turn my back. I can't turn my back. Treasure is amazing. Goonies, it's all incredible. Like Tommy says, I thought about it when I was a kid. Or you even see people with metal detectors on the beach. Like, that stuff's all awesome. But television, I mean, it's... Like, talk about when I go home. Like, what's the first thing I'm going to do is probably throw on the TV and watch something.
Mm-hmm. Television,
You look like a beach metal detector guy.
No. Yeah. I never had
no,
one.
No, you look like a beach metal detector.
Yeah. that's a lot closer.
Are you a beach guy?
Yeah, I like the beach.
What's your attire to the beach?
I'll wear shorts... A t-shirt, unless
not even a
unless I'm
suit.
Fighting the no bathing suit, I guess, and unless I'm fighting the waves in the ocean, then I'm
you're fighting
I'm,
the wind on the beach.
That's true. No, I'll fight the waves in the ocean.
I'd rather look at the beach than be on the beach.
You have to look.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like just looking at it. I like being next to it.
Being in the
I like
area.
Knowing it's near.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something good about that, Tommy.
I'm going treasure. I mean, the idea. It's so exciting. Treasure is so exciting. If I could go, you know, if you told me I'm going to find some treasure, I'm going to watch some TV, I'm going to watch some fucking treasure. I'm going treasure.
Treasure?
I'm going TV. Treasure is still, it's too stressful. Like, it makes people go crazy. Like,
it does drive people mad.
That's all you're thinking about. TV is literally just takes every thought, it doesn't take much, but every thought out of my brain, and it's just, I get to focus on something else. Treasure, it's just treasure this, treasure that. You got no personality after that.
Perceptive point. Nick.
This is dumb. This is a blowout treasure. It's treasure.
Yeah. This is treasure.
It's a blanket statement for a valuable.
Everything that's valuable in good.
You could argue television is treasure. Watch television. I should watch treasure on television.
But it's not your treasure.
It could be.
It was such a bad response from Marty that it became good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know how to respond to that sentence.
Yeah. I'm going treasure.
TV by a lot, because treasure is going to be great when you find it. Maybe you can sell it and get rich. But then what are you going to do to fill your time?
Search for more treasure.
No, you're already rich.
You already hit the mountaintop. Yeah.
No way.
Once you get a taste.
The high.
Are you getting rich from the treasure, or are you going to just say,
I'm
going to get rich from the treasure and become a treasure hunter.
Yeah.
You're going to go for more treasure after you find the treasure?
That's the nature of the game.
Oh, God.
It's like arguably the coolest job is treasure hunting.
You get rich to do nothing. Yeah. Not to get
to hunt for treasure.
Adventure. Go to exotic locations. Scuba dive.
Yeah, hunting for treasure with like unlimited resources has to be amazing.
It's a lot of work. No, they have people do that. They go out and boat.
Go out in the jungle. You find like a temple.
That sounds amazing.
Obviously,
you know me. I fucking love being in the jungle.
And it only gets harder because more treasure gets found by the hour. So like it just becomes more difficult. But like
because then more treasure gets lost too.
Yeah, but the new treasure.
I think we're at a perfect balance of treasure. We'll never run out.
Yeah. It's an unlimited resource.
It's like oil now.
It's like
I think you're wrong. I think shipwreck is a big reason for a lot of treasure. And with the less shipwrecks happening than they did in the 1800s.
Why are there less shipwrecks?
Because ships are better built now.
There's way more ships right now.
Ships are better built now. They don't sink.
Yeah, but there's a lot of idiot countries out there with bad ships.
Yeah, but they're not sinking a chest full of doubloons. They're shipping like they go down the Edmund Fitzgerald with a bunch of iron ore.
That's the other problem.
That's not fun.
Money is all transferable through like the computers now. It's not like back in the old days you had to transport the money.
Yeah.
I think treasures are a limited thing.
Yeah.
Where did your sense of wonder go, man? Where did your sense of adventure go?
No, I think it's
I want to watch The Sopranos.
True. Right. I love Sopranos.
I can see you on if I ever find treasure and I can fund more treasure hunts. I want you to be up in my crow's nest with dreadlocks and a bead in your hair and looking out. And promise me you'll join me on one treasure hunt, Clemmer.
Oh, of course. I would love to do that. No, I love treasure. I just think it's not.
You sound like a guy who does not love treasure.
I'm saying it's a limited resource. The idea that we have more treasure now is, I don't think that's true. I think there's the
if I take you on one treasure hunt, you're up in my crow's nest and you're looking. And you're just like, if we find the X that marks the spot, you're gonna go home and turn on the TV and be like, this is fucking boring.
Mm. Where's the first place you'd look for treasure? The water?
Caribbean, right?
Probably a cove. I'd check out coves.
Yeah, coves.
You gotta start at coves.
Probably like a waterfall that has a cave behind it.
Yep.
What about in a pyramid?
Oh, they got treasure in there.
Absolutely.
I'd probably check out the Lost City of Atlantis.
This is what you guys had to do to start. Like, just start thinking of things. Treasure sounds exotic, but you throw a pyramid in the mix, I'm in.
You ever see that place?
Yeah.
I think it's in.
Oh, we'll get you to pyramid.
I think there's this place in like northern Africa they found that they think might be Atlantis, where it's like just this weird giant cylinder structure that looks like it once contained a bunch of water, and like it's just like this giant like kind of spiral circling. Geographical structure, and they can't figure out how it got there. And it looks like it was once connected to the Mediterranean through like a waterway that dried up. It's incredible to look at. I mean, I want to go
YouTube
there.
Video. I'll be watching tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, man, treasure's so cool.
Treasure, awesome. I'm all for treasure.
No, you're not.
No, you're not, dude. You can't say that.
I'm saying it's more valuable than ever. It's a limited resource that is still in favor of treasure.
But treasure also doesn't necessarily just mean like the gold, the balloons. It could be just something you treasure personally. You know what I mean?
Let's not get gay. No,
yeah, I'm talking fucking gold coins.
Change everything. That's
gold. I'm not talking about my fucking fiance.
I'm not talking about people. Yeah. I'm talking about materials that you treasure.
If it's gold at the bottom of the ocean.
Your fucking necklace you treasure.
To be honest, I have to fight off a pirate for it.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
By all means, please do.
Yeah. Like, I have to earn it like that. I don't want to just make sure, or a map. Find the map.
Just take Clemmer with you. He can be the plank you walk people off of.
No, Clemmer's going to watch fucking Walter White cook meth while I'm on the open seas.
Yeah.
The seven seas.
I said I'd go with you.
I love this episode.
There's truly nothing.
Oh, this is a good episode.
Clemmer, I have your word. If I ever find treasure, you have to come on the next hunt.
Yep.
Yeah. Good treasure. Yeah, that's
fine. Don't qualify the treasure.
There's no such thing as bad treasure.
All right.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun. We have a good time.
Do you guys want to do a treasure hunting?
Sucks.
We should do a treasure hunting video series.
Yeah, why not?
That would be
now
great.
Now I would do that.
I mean, if we knew there was for sure, you know, treasure.
We should go back and forth. Let's do a video. All of us hunt for treasure, and then it cuts to Clemmer in front of the TV.
You can't turn the TV off until we find
finally
treasure.
Turn it up. Here's Clemmer's part.
Yeah, it's a baseball reference.
Being on the open sounds so boring. All you see is ocean. There's
brother, you are a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Crazy. That is just land pirates.
Yeah.
Searching for treasure.
Football. Yeah.
That boats are overrated.
You're drinking rum with your boys. You're singing shanties.
Yeah, shanties rock.
Nope.
Boats are overrated, Shay. I kind of agree with you.
It's more of a ship we're looking at here.
Also, it doesn't have to be the open seas. You can have a machete in a
jungle.
In a rainforest.
You can be the Outer Banks.
That was the gayest machete chop ever. I was
gay Harry Potter.
You were doing the Disney Channel.
Gay Harry Potter.
You can just chop things with the machete. Fuck.
We can knit in the jungle too.
And that is our gay moment of the episode.
So we're tied up, by the way, on TV versus treasure. Guess what? I'm going treasure. I think treasure. I would have said TV for sure, just like realistic sanctity of the bracket pick, but the more I think about it, treasure would be so fucking cool.
Treasure would be awesome. Incredible. Sanctity of the bracket. This is not a sanctity of the bracket pick.
No, this is just treasure.
Yeah, this is just treasure.
I stand by every vote I've ever made.
Yeah, yeah. To be clear, I'm the only chairman on the sanctity of the bracket committee.
You're the dictator of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just looking through our winner list yesterday. It is so funny. Some of the ones like Hey Arnold in a Cookie Monster hat was a winner once.
Was that white trash?
No, it was way before that. So treasure versus being tipsy to go into the finals. Whew. KB.
Woo-hoo.
Christ almighty.
I mean, everything we've said, it's treasure. Mm-hmm. It's treasure.
It's treasure. Jay?
Feeling of being tipsy. It's what we strive for. It's an achievable treasure that is a fleeting feeling and kind of momentary before you get drunk, but I'm going to say that.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
So we talked for about 20 minutes about treasure. I'm going tipsy here.
Yeah.
It's that level of drunk, like when you're at a restaurant with your friends and it's just like... It's when you pitch that you should do it more often.
Yeah.
Everything good happens. Like,
we got to get another one of these on the books.
Yeah.
That was the last two brackets ago we were talking about.
Brandon Marshall, yeah.
Oh, did you text him the Zoom link?
Oh, shit.
He's going to be mad at me.
Asshole. Oh, no.
No, but like when we're on a work trip, like when we were in Nashville with Clemmer, we all sat down at this place called Margaritas and we planned out a whole series to do. First one's not even out yet.
Oh, my God.
But you know, when you're tipsy, you have plans for the year.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's also two platinum selling musicians.
Yeah.
TIPSY.
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought
that's a great
that
point.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, that went right over your head, didn't
it? No idea. I know TI.
Psy, like Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
What's his name?
Psy, PSY.
It's a horrible name.
You see the videos of him now doing concerts?
The other guy's name was TI.
Yeah.
TI is way better than PSY.
Not way better.
Way
similar, actually.
It's pretty the same.
You could make
letters.
Something out of T.I. I guess you could.
Did you see the videos of Psy now, like, doing concerts?
Yeah,
he, like,
insane.
Ejects himself onto the
It's the coolest
stage.
Thing, yeah.
It's crazy. He tours and does crazy numbers. It's insane.
Gangnam Style guy?
Yeah, like, nuts. Marty, treasure versus tipsy.
Tipsy, because you get tipsy to talk about treasure.
Yeah, oh, my God, I could talk for hours if I was tipsy to talk about treasure. Tommy?
This is tough. These are two of the best things. I'll go tipsy. Tipsy it's a great feeling.
Tipsy's going to win, but Marty? Or sorry, Clemmer?
Yeah.
You better go tipsy over treasure.
I mean, that's crazy you're thinking.
It's tough. I'm going to go tipsy, but it's closer than it might appear. I had to think about that one. That was a good... I feel like this side of the bracket is much stronger than the other side.
Way
I
agree. Stronger.
Yeah,
I agree. Before we get to the other side, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, BetterHelp.
Yeah, I mean, we got some heavy hitters over on that other side.
Yeah. The Bracket is brought to you by BetterHelp. Whether you or your family gives gifts during the holidays, you can define how you give to yourself. And the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's by starting therapy, going easier on yourself in the tough moments, or treating yourself to a complete day of rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. I think a lot of us have tried BetterHelp. I used it over the course of COVID. It's great because you can use them without having to physically go to a doctor, which is, I think, much preferred versus having to take time out of your day. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Shout out to BetterHelp. All right, other side of the bracket, Thai food versus tomfoolery.
Oh, tomfoolery.
the other side is stronger.
I mean, I'll say this, tomfoolery is a legit contender for the whole thing. I really love tomfoolery.
Yeah, I had a feeling you would. Tomfoolery versus Thai food?
Yeah, you know, so a lot of people will be thinking, oh, last round Tommy voted for Thai food. He voted against tomfoolery. It's a matchup thing. Here I'm going tomfoolery.
Two for tomfoolery.
Foolery.
Tomfoolery easily, Nick.
Tomfoolery is, I know the winner is going to end up being tomfoolery when you're tipsy, and which is great.
Yeah, that's like peak life.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it peak? It's peak life.
It's everything you strive to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just fucking around with your boys a little tiny bit drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm going tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery, Che.
I love a fried banana ice cream, but it's got to be tomfoolery. Fried it's banana, a matchup thing, like Tommy said.
Yeah, KB.
Yeah, tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery, clean sweep, first of the day. On the other side, Tommy.
Ooh.
Versus being tan.
KB. I got a shot here,
dude. Tommy is getting my genuine vote here again.
That's
made it. Yeah, Tommy's
man.
Better than tan.
Yeah, Tommy's better than tan.
Fuck
Jay?
Yes.
I used to think being tan was like, I don't think being tan is cool at all anymore. I don't care about it. I don't sunbathe or anything like that. I would never go in a tanning bed. Tommy Smokes is awesome. So Tommy Smokes in a landslide.
You fucking stroking his ego so much.
Wow.
Nick?
There's risks to tanning. Not even like the scariest ones. Just being sunburned is the biggest annoyance. Yeah. And then being itchy when you're peeling. It's also sucks that like, you probably are looking your best and it's temporary. Then you have 6 months of pastiness. It would be better not to know what you look like tan. It only hurts.
It's true.
You got to go Tommy in this situation.
Tommy's risk-free. That's not true.
You've definitely had someone comment like, this video gave me cancer before.
What?
Like on one of your videos.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I definitely had those comments.
What?
I genuinely didn't hear him. But now that I know what he said, that does sound. That's so funny.
I'm going to cut that out. Him realizing it out.
What?
And just to zoom in on his face. It's like,
people have said that?
Yeah, dude. People fucking hate you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Marty?
This is going to hurt to say out loud.
Oh, don't say it.
It's Tommy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you something about Tommy.
A shutout in the Elite Eight.
I'm a middle guy at the dinner table.
Yeah.
I can get a conversation going. Rhea's she is very good middle. When I don't feel like being in the middle, Tommy's a good middle.
Oh, great middle.
He's a great middle guy out, and sometimes it runs through Tommy, so I'm going to go Tommy.
give Smokes the ball. Give me the ball. You're all a little tired at dinner. Give me the ball. I'll drop 40 tonight.
So you're going Tommy? Or do I,
I do love being tan, but I have to go Tommy.
Glamour.
Was this your suggestion, best things with tea?
No, it was Nick.
So legitimately, what someone suggested, I think Ken, I was like, let's do best things with a letter. And in my head, I was like, oh, maybe we'll do tea. And I'm like, no, that'll be a blowout. Tommy will win.
Clever.
I'm such an idiot. I suggested tea.
Yeah, one thing gives you cancer.
Oh,
I'm gonna go with Tommy here.
Oh my god, Tommy sweep.
All kidding aside, I like Tommy a lot.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was so genuine. My dick out of your throat, Clone.
Oh my god. You're the worst. Oh my god. I can't believe I voted for you.
Holy shit. Well,
I can't wait to next round. You're gonna get
Clemmer.
Decimated.
Tommy versus Tom Foolery.
Fuck. Tom Foolery. Oh. Fuck Tommy. Tommy sucks.
Tom Foolery. Tom.
I mean, look, I love tomfoolery. There's nothing better than clowning around with the boys. But you know what would make that tomfoolery even a little bit better? Tommy in the mix. So I'm going to go Tommy here. I understand the votes for tomfoolery, but who am I if I don't vote Tommy?
Clever. Or sorry, Marty.
Tomfoolery. Tomfoolery is the best thing in the entire world. I'm not. The Tommy stuff stops here.
Tomfoolery while tipsy with Tommy? Hunting for treasure.
what a show.
Just a full, yeah, the full final four in there, yeah. Nick?
He's right here. I'm going Tommy.
God damn it. Even more reason to go Tomfoolery.
I don't want to. He's my friend, man.
Steven, don't do this to
two us. To two. Tommy versus Tomfoolery, Che.
Would you rather have Tommy fucking die or not be able to mess around with your friends anymore?
I don't know.
That's a fair question. I mean, I would choose me.
That is close.
I wouldn't
be able
to mess around with my friends at all?
No, you can't.
It's either Tommy lives and you can't mess around with your friends.
Yeah. But then you can't mess around with your boys. You can't mess around with Tommy either.
Fucking
dies. You
can't
do the show either.
Tomfoolery.
That was incredible. What a sense of the moment, Che. That
wasn't
was
really clear what his vote was from that.
It was down for you, saying you die. Like, that's the gladiatorial thing. Okay. So you're going to have to decide the vote here, KB. Tomfoolery has three. Tommy has two.
Oh, my God. This is like Usain Bolt versus Speed. I'll go Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy.
Wow.
I think you got it.
Nick and Kyle, I won't forget those votes.
Fuck. We're 3-3. I kind of want to have like an impartial. I don't want to be the one to make the call.
I think we need to bring somebody random in from the office.
Yeah, I think we need to do one to one, like a penalty shootout. Like we bring in one person and the first person to get two.
First person I see.
Yes, first person you see.
Get two?
The first person to get two people to vote.
I think we just do one deciding factor.
No, because
right?
I want to do one to like essentially because if this person votes tomfoolery.
Oh, you mean in Chicago? They got somebody. Gotcha.
Yeah, we'll do like a penalty shootout for Tommy. So it's a very very base question. Just which of these things that starts with the letter T is better? Tommy smokes him or tomfoolery?
Tommy smokes.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, it's part of the Smokes family. I won't forget that.
Well, he brought Tommy Smokes. That's his name with him.
It's family.
He's going to go.
Liam?
All right, now it's...
Give the mic to Liam. Okay. Better thing that starts with the letter T. Tommy smokes or tomfoolery. And that's all being silly. Tomfoolery is just all the general act of being silly or funny.
Feels like you're buffing this a little bit.
No, I'm just. I mean, because not everyone knows tomfoolery.
Yes!
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh my
what
god!
What is happening?
The little final... train that could.
So Tommy smokes in the. Final...
You couldn't win an election. You couldn't beat Kelly Keyes in an election.
I mean, legitimately, they fucking rigged the fucking Google forms.
Yeah, they did.
The sanctity of the bracket. God, it's
what? This is a fine one.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
As the chairman of the sanctity of the bracket committee, I have no issues. I have no qualms.
You're like running the electoral college while running for president.
Yeah.
Tommy without tomfoolery is useless. He has no value.
Oh, that's not wrong.
All right, final matchup. And we're going to start with you, KB. Tommy versus being tipsy.
Oof. Christ. What a matchup.
What's the matchup?
I can't see.
Tipsy. It's the finals. It's Tipsy versus Tommy.
Jesus. Fucking battle of the fucking Titans.
I've given up alcohol for extended periods of time.
Oh my god.
I've never muted Tommy on social media despite being tempted. I've never
You moved away him from him.
Blocked his number. I probably consume Tommy every day in some form.
More than you consume being tipsy.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk. By process of... Yeah, by...
One for Tommy.
Tommy.
You said that being tipsy was the greatest thing earlier.
They also said Tom Foolery,
well,
too.
It was up against the greatest person.
I forgot about Tommy.
Yeah, my peak of drinking it was. Now I think I'd rather watch a Smokes video.
Oh my god, dude!
All right, one nothing. Long way to go. I mean, look, I appreciate that, but it's a genuine pick. I get it.
Jay,
it's tough. They're both great. So, like, even me not voting Tommy last round, I don't think that's a knock against.
No, it was a matchup thing. I totally get it.
So I think that in the same spirit of the last thing, by the way, we have to say it, like, you can never get tipsy again. Versus Tommy Smith.
That's a dumb way to look at it.
But that's how we looked
at the last one. That's
how they did the last one.
I was saying through the bracket, however you want to look at it.
You're sober or drunk now. There's no tipsy period.
Oh, well, that, I mean, easily is Tommy. Because, I mean, drunk's fine. I mean, you know, tipsy's better than drunk, but drunk's fine.
You're just throwing up words right now.
I'm 37. I'm a dad. I don't really have much of a life, but I do watch Tommy Smokes videos. So I'm going to vote Tommy.
Two for Tommy.
2-0.
The joke's gone too far. Alcohol's a drug. One, I feel bad after consuming for multiple days. One, I feel like a good friend. And that's the best rush of it all. I'm going to go Tommy Smokes here.
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, look, it's
Clever. It could tie up. Clever, it could tie up. I'm legit torn. I legitimately could go either way. I could legitimately go either. I really love being tipsy.
Look at this.
Here, Clever, if it makes you feel better, I could vote on this one. Is there, is that?
I mean, it's still.
This is the worst bracket episode ever. I have been terrible. He somehow is going to be the best thing about the letter T.
This has been a fair, honest fucking bracket, Clemmer.
Clemmer, you've been perfect Clemmer.
Yeah.
And nothing's better than that.
Unfunny joke after unfunny joke.
Jesus. You want to rescind your vote for being mean?
Tommy, be careful, man.
I hate this guy so much.
Marty?
All right, 3-0.
I mean, again, you can sway. Yeah, at any point, you can change your vote, so...
Yeah,
Clemmer, you'll have your
and
chance.
And I'm still, you know, my votes. My vote is yet to be cast.
You can sway all three of those guys. You could change their minds. You'll have your time to talk.
Chicago.
Marty, same with you.
I get it.
Wow, oh, just missed out. Clemmer. Holy
Tommy,
shit.
This is fun.
4-1. I would have went tipsy.
4-0.
I would have went tipsy, but... Honest to God, I would have went tipsy, but thank you, guys.
We're 5 in favor of Tommy. Clemmer, I'm giving you a chance for your stump speech.
Don't. This would be
Yeah,
sad.
You can sway everyone right now.
Clemmer, if this is good enough, I will switch.
Yes, me too.
This is me.
I want you to do a full speech to us. Why?
And just think about how sad and pathetic this could come off. Keep that in mind.
Give us something good here.
Yeah.
Think about the joy. How it feels when... The alcohol touches your tongue, goes down your throat. You're with your friends. You're enjoying times.
Let's start over.
Yeah, one more time.
What was
the
that?
Alcohol tactile.
You're at a bar. You're having a great time. Good. The jukebox is playing. You're with your friends. Think about Nick, KB. Fun times we had at margaritas.
We had great times at
just
margaritas.
Just enjoying our company.
That was the camaraderie with you guys and the establishment and the ambiance, not necessarily the booze.
But it added
to it. The booze helped.
It added to it. It made a good night great.
Augments it, yeah.
Would you have rather not drank and had Tommy there or drank and no Tommy?
I'd rather have drank and had no Tommy. We had a great time without Tommy. It's not even against Tommy. It was a nice time.
Nice time.
You don't need Tommy. Tommy doesn't...
You don't need Tommy to have a good time.
You don't need Tommy to have a good time. But being tipsy really helps.
Clemmer's whole speech is you had a fun night at Margaritas.
Yeah, that's
one
night. And it touched your lips.
What is yours? Why should people pick you?
I would have went tipsy.
But why
again, the people voted Tom.
So why didn't you go tipsy?
I did. It's four. It's four. It's four true. Two. It Tommy four. Wins.
This entire episode
Clemmer,
is a travesty.
Clemmer, I'm on your side. We were the only two tipsy votes.
You had a chance to sway us.
No, I should need a chance.
Clemmer, we were the only two
madness.
Tipsy votes. No. The people decided. No.
Give us a reason. Give them
how
a reason.
How about you try one more time?
No, one more time.
I
One more time.
I shouldn't have to fight you guys. This is all talk about sanctity of the bracket. This
was perfectly fine.
This flies in the face of everything.
I trust
everything.
Tom. He's in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one man committee. I okayed it.
This is a disaster.
Yeah. Again, I'll give you one last chance. Anything you want
to
say?
I shouldn't have to.
Let's
stop
this madness. Yeah.
Did Tommy put? Or yeah.
Nick could have put
yeah, man.
You don't think that was the first thing on my list?
Literally.
You're giving him a trophy. He's getting
Tommy
a trophy
got a
now.
Double trophy. He won the bracket and he won the bracket.
Wow.
You're getting two trophies today.
Wow. Two gold medals.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
he is both speed and Usain Bolt. he is unbelievable. The winner of bracket 105, the best things that start with the letter T is
one
Tommy.
Of the best bracket episodes ever.
Yeah. It's fucking unbelievable. Tommy Smokes wins the bracket. What a tale of matchups. The underdog wins.
I blame Liam and Nikki Smokes for this. It's really the blood's on their hands.
Smokes, I actually don't blame Tommy Nikki Smokes. That's like
Smokes.
It's Smokes. It's in the family.
They're related.
Liam, I mean, that was...
Liam likes Tommy. Cold open king.
I went a guy who I would not biased against him to, and he liked Tommy. Tommy's liked.
And again, I didn't even vote for myself the whole
time. Over tomfoolery is insane.
No, we're being tipsy as
Can
well.
You get the word tomfoolery without Tom?
That's a good point.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, that's episode 105.
Hey, much love to my guys. Much love. Seriously.
You just did the Hitler to them.
See you guys next week with a new topic.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
The all-new Whoop is here, now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper, recover faster. Extend your healthy years. Understand your cycle phases. Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.